Time to talk to Dr. Jeffrey Copen, Chief Medical Officer at Northwestern Medicine, Lake Forest Hospital. Enjoyed talking to your friend over there at Northwestern Medicine. Dr. Michael Bauer joined us about all the news about kids and the vaccines. Dr. Copen, how you doing today?
I'm good. I spoke with Dr. Bauer this morning, so he could bring me up to date on what he spoke to you about. Michael's a real expert on pediatric immunization, so we had a good chat about where we are and where we hope to be.
Yeah, one of the things he talked about, and you mentioned to us also, is that it could be very soon, matter of days, before we get the approval from the FDA for ages 12 to 15. Right now, you have to be 16 or over to get a vaccine. And so that might be extended next week. And then they're going to wait until the fall. Dr. Bauer said maybe it might be as then for the 2 to 11-year-olds. But I want to ask you about something. I'm just looking here. They've been polling parents. And less than a third of parents say they'd let their child get the vaccine right away, a survey found. It seems like they're still collecting data and information themselves about children as we learn about whether or not it gets the nod from the FDA.
Yeah, I think we would expect this. Kids, for the most part, have done fine through the COVID pandemic. So we could see how parents would want to wait. On the other hand, when there's an incentive, I think we're going to see that kids are going to get vaccinated. Let's think about the possibility of summer camp. If kids know that they don't have to wear masks when they're outside if they're vaccinated, which is what Dr. Walensky said, I think we're going to see kids lining up to get vaccinated before they go to camp. And I think that will be a really exciting thing for kids, and I'm certain that their parents would support that.
Yes, yeah, so that if they get the vaccine, they might have rules that would say you don't have to wear a mask. Is that, am I understanding that correctly, Dr. Copen?
Yeah, exactly, Anna. Just like we've been told that adults who are vaccinated when outside don't need to be wearing masks, it would be the same thing for kids at camp. If they're vaccinated, they won't have to wear masks. And it seems to me that would be a great incentive for a 13 or 14-year-old who wants to be at camp with his or her friends to go ahead and get vaccinated against the COVID virus.
Yeah, I hear you. I think that's true. To have a camp experience that feels, you know, quasi-normal would be a welcome thing. And if kids are vaccinated and they're safe and they, you know, follow the protocols, I think that could be achievable, it sounds like. Dr. Copen,
yeah,
I want to ask you about...
You know,
oh, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you know, what we know more and more now, it's almost every day we're seeing more data come out in real world experience with the vaccines. And it's extremely exciting. These vaccines, as we've been talking about, Anna, really do work. They're very, very effective. Thankfully, it's becoming more and more apparent, particularly for our older friends and relatives. You know, people even over 80 are just having a great effect with this, with these vaccines that we have. People aren't getting very sick. People aren't dying. And incredibly, and I really think this is so exciting, people aren't even getting infected. Yesterday, there were two studies that were published, one from Israel and one from Qatar, looking at hundreds of thousands of vaccinated people compared to people who had not yet been vaccinated. And what we're seeing is effectiveness rates after two doses of Pfizer vaccine in the mid-90s and even higher. It's so good. I have to like reread these studies just to make sure I'm understanding it correctly. It's something to be really excited about. These vaccines really work against the virus. And it looks like it's even decreasing infection. As everyone recalls, we didn't know about that from the phase 3 trials done by the pharmaceutical companies. So now from real life experience, it's looking like the vaccines even prevent infection, even asymptomatic infection. And that's absolutely fantastic. And if confirmed in additional observations, additional studies, I think we're going to be able to see even greater liberalization of our mitigation maneuvers against the virus.
preventing the infection to begin with, that would be huge. I mean, huge. And add that to the list, potentially, of all that is confirmed, to the list of the reasons to get the vaccine. What a motivator. But as we talk about that, Dr. Copin, 36% of young adults under age 35 say they do not plan to get the vaccine. And there are so many efforts now to try to appeal to that age group to say, hey, there are lots of reasons to get it. Maybe that's one of them, what we just mentioned. What else would you say?
Young people still can get sick. Let's start with the population of young people who also have some kind of disease that they're carrying around. And there's plenty of young people like that. Those folks are at risk of getting very ill if they get infected with the virus. They absolutely need to be vaccinated. Then for people who are really healthy, it's still possible to get this long COVID, the so-called long haulers that we've been talking about. Why would anyone want to be that person? If we can avoid it with a simple, safe vaccination, it makes sense not even to take the chance that somebody could become a long hauler from COVID. And that applies to young people. And I'm sure, Anna, if we spent the next couple of moments, we could come up with additional ideas that can motivate young people to be vaccinated. I mean, heck, do you want to be the one responsible giving this to grandma? Of course not.
No, and I think one thing that rings in my ears, and remembering things you've said in the past, Dr. Copin, as you've educated us throughout this whole thing, is that some studies have shown that the people who get the virus and suffer the least symptoms, the least symptoms like that are not that bad, later on suffer the most long haul aftermath. And that's another reason that is affecting young people. It's just one of those strange things. Don't I remember you talking about that there was some sort of potential link there?
Yeah, it's one of the things that's being seen with people who have young people who have symptoms that are attributable to long hauler syndrome from the COVID infection. We don't totally get it yet. But we're seeing this, and we're seeing more and more patients, young people, who have these symptoms. Now, you know, let's be clear, you know, we're not talking about, you know, millions and millions of people in the United States. But if you're a young person and you're thinking about, do I get vaccinated or not, why even take the chance? Why even take the chance? Why would you want to be one of those people who's a long hauler? If you could get a safe and effective free vaccine, and if you come to the shot and the beer, you can get a beer out of it too. So you know, there's some fun ways to get vaccinated now on top of it.
I like the promotional stuff. I do. It's just starting too. And the mayor's got the mobile units heading out, fanning across the city to festivals and farmers markets, and it's all go. It's going to be super easy. There's no excuse. It's going to be so easy to do it. Hey, I do want to ask you, there's something here, Dr. Copin, that I got to ask you about. It's saying giving two doses of different COVID-19 vaccines could boost your immune response. And I wonder what that's about.
Yeah. This one, we think it's gotten simple for us, right? We got get Pfizer, get Moderna, get J&J, and all's going to be good. Now we have to complicate it with, you know, maybe it's even better if you get a J&J and then you get the Moderna, something like that, right? Now, there's a theoretical consideration going on here. The way our bodies react to the mRNA vaccine, Pfizer or Moderna, is a bit different from the way that our immune systems will react to a Johnson & Johnson vaccine or the AstraZeneca that they're using in Europe. The latter two vaccines have they use a viral vector, an adenovirus, which typically can cause the common cold. That virus is made, so it's engineered so it doesn't cause disease. And when the body reacts to that and a little bit of genetic material from the COVID virus, it reacts in a way that's different than what happens with the Moderna or the Pfizer. So there's some work going on right now saying if we give one type of vaccine first, say the AstraZeneca, we then wait a month and then give the Moderna, maybe we get the benefit of both of those immune responses to the different types of viruses. Now, we don't know if that's effective yet. There are studies that are starting in Europe looking at this. It's kind of interesting, but I don't think it's really going to change what our standard practice is right now, Anna. I think it's they'll go out and get whatever vaccine is available. Down the line, if we have to get boosters, if we're going to have to deal with some kind of variant in the future, we might be talking about this, but I think it's premature to spend too much time thinking about it.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good to hear, because that one seemed awfully confusing to me. So that clears it sort of up. We'll wait and see what happens. Hey, Dr. Copan, with everything opening up and we get so many announcements about all the stuff we're going to get to do, especially summertime, are you making your plans? We were just talking to Ravinia, and there's this great lineup. The neighborhood festival's coming back. Lots of stuff this summer.
Yeah, so I'm up here in the northern suburbs, so I'm not far from Ravinia, so I'm absolutely looking forward to Ravinia. I mean, it seems to me Ravinia is like a perfect option for people who want to go out on a summer night and listen to some music, right? I know Ravinia has spent a lot of time coming up with a safe way for people to participate in the Ravinia experience. So I that's definitely on my list for the summer. I also, I think people should feel really good about getting out with friends and family, picnicking, barbecuing, those kinds of things. Let's really enjoy our wonderful Chicago summer. We can do it safely, particularly if you're vaccinated, right? I mean, once you're vaccinated, just go out and have fun, enjoy. Let's just get revved up for the end of this thing. But the end of the thing is going to come when we have enough people vaccinated. So all you young folks out there and all of you that love young folks, let's make sure the young people get vaccinated. It's so important.
Yeah. I hear you, Dr. Copan. And just as we're talking, as we'll end it with this, is Governor Pritzker was just speaking, and he says that we are moving into the bridge phase, meaning ending all the mitigations, May 14th. So that's right around the corner. It's going to start happening when they start removing lift all the restrictions gradually over a period of time by June, mid-June, I think. So there you go.
Yeah, I look forward to seeing what the governor said about that, and maybe we can talk about that next week and get the update.
Yeah, well, we should. Have a good weekend, Dr. Copan. Thank you so much.
All right, you too. Everybody take good care.
You too. Dr. Jeffrey Copan there, Chief Medical Officer, Northwestern Medicine, Lake Forest Hospital.